So just bear with me because I'm excited, and I'm just going to give my all as I talk about just what God, again, is just still doing for me. He just comes alive each and every day of my life. It's just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I just, you know, the Lord just got me excited just even listening to the testimonies, listening to the choir and to the praise and worship. And it's just real simple what I want to leave with you tonight. Real Jesus, real story. Real Jesus, real story. You come in here on this night and you hear real people talking about real stories, and that's because it's a real Jesus, real story. This is a real story of good news. There is a Savior, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins and rose again on the third day. There's this moment in scripture that I was reading this week in Luke chapter 24. Just listen to me as I share this. And beginning in verse 36, as they were talking about these things, and this is the disciples sitting together after Jesus had died and now rose again. And there had been a few other people that had seen Jesus show up. But in this moment, the disciples were gathered together in this place hiding, gathered together in this place, not sure whether this was all real, gathered together full of doubt, not quite sure what to think about it all, playing just the blame game, I'm sure, feeling guilty, and they're talking about these things. Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened. And they thought they saw a spirit, which simply this, they thought they saw a ghost. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do you doubt? Why does doubt arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" So they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." He is the real Jesus, real story. Scripture has been fulfilled. Jesus is alive today. Now, I love this moment. You know, here the disciples, and the last time they had seen Jesus, they had ran away, which many of us still today, we run. When we don't understand, we run. When we have questions and doubts, we run from God. When we feel like it doesn't make sense for me, we run and we live our lives trying to figure things out, and you're just living your life in sin, hopeless without the Savior Jesus Christ. You will continue to run. But thank God for his grace, because even as these disciples sat in this room trying to figure out what was going on. Oh, I heard Mary saw him at the tomb. Oh, I don't know. I don't think she really saw him. Oh, who are you to say? You're the one that ran first. Oh, no, you ran. I mean, everybody's playing the blame game, and everybody's upset and trying to figure things out in their own human strength. This is not something you'll figure out in the natural. It requires that you and I have faith and just knowing this is real. Jesus is real. This story is good news. He's alive. This is why we're up in here shouting and dancing, because we know in our hearts by faith that Jesus Christ went to the cross. And Jesus shows up. I love this because scripture says that while they were talking, while they were fussing, while they were discussing doubt and disagreement, while they were complaining, while they were arguing, while they were murmuring, while there was disbelief, Jesus was standing right there. That's really cool. I mean, these guys are just, and they don't even see him. He's right there. They're just yelling back across from one end to the other. And then all of a sudden, he decides to just break up the mess, because he shows up in the middle of the mess. He shows up in the middle of confusion. He shows up when you and I are still doubtful. While you and I are sitting down trying to figure out, why doesn't this religious stuff make sense to me? Jesus is right there looking at you and I with a smile. And you and I, we deserve to be condemned for our disbelief. We deserve to be punished for our sin and for our mess. But Jesus shows up anyway because he desires to be our friend. He wants you and I just to be friends. So Jesus, I can imagine everything just escalating, and probably, you knowing Peter, he's ready to fight somebody, you know. He done went and cut a guy's ear off early on and a couple days ago, you know, and, you know, Jesus just goes, peace to you. And scripture says that they were startled, they were frightened. Wow! I mean, all of a sudden now you see him. And if you think about this, you know, in that time and day, you know, it was customary to say peace to you as though a hello or as though a hey, what's up, you know. I mean, we misuse it too. Even today, we still, hey, peace, what's up, you know. I play around with my son all the time. I try to convince him that I'm still a hip guy, you know. And I'm like, hey, peace, what's up, son? You know, he's just like, Dad. Dad, don't do that, you know. You know. But when Jesus says peace to you, he means peace. It's not just a greeting to him. When Jesus steps in, he says peace to you. He told the disciples in John chapter 14, he says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. It's not like the world that would try to give you peace, because the world can't give you peace. Not like Jesus. Money can't give you peace. Cars can't give you peace. Girls, men, women, having these relationships, sex can't give you peace. Drugs can't give you peace. Alcohol can't give you peace. But Jesus said, peace I give to you. My peace I give to you. And when he says it, he means it. It's not just a greeting to him. He says, my peace, so you can calm down, so you can recognize that I'm Savior. Peace I give to you. Still hard to take in. Still they respond in fright. Still they're scared. And then Jesus says, come on, look, here I am. Look at my hands. Look at how the scar is there. The scars on my hands, the scars on my feet. Here I am. Oh, I'm real. I am not a ghost. I'm alive. I'm the real thing. I'm Jesus. I'm flesh and bone. I went to the cross. They nailed me on the cross. He went to the cross. It's a real Jesus. The cross is real. The nails that went through his hands, it's real. The nails that went into his feet, real. Our sin put him on that cross. Love kept him there. And understand what I'm saying. Someone had to pay the price for sin. God gave us his son, Jesus Christ. Real. His only begotten son. Real. He went to the old rugged cross. He carried it down Calvary. Real. They nailed his hands to that cross. Somebody had to pay the price for our sin. We were enemies with God. And God said, I don't want you to stay enemies with me. So I'm going to pardon your sin through my son, Jesus Christ. Real. And Jesus went to the cross. The nails. He said to these young men that were in fear, frightened, scared. He said, peace to you. Look. You've got peace now. It's through me. It's through my blood shed on the cross. It's through me who died as a sacrifice for you. I am real. I'm real. Hallelujah. Real Jesus, real story. Come on. Here, look at the scars. I'm alive. Now, yes, I just appeared on you just straight out the air. I know I did. But you know what? That just is for you to recognize that this God that rose from the grave will never die again. He's 100% man, 100% God. He's immortal. His immortal body. Listen, while you and I have tried to figure out different ways to fulfill our imagination with the Incredible Hulk and Spider-Man and Batman and Superman, 2,000 years ago, the Son of Man, God's Son, Jesus Christ, walked the earth, the real superhero. This ain't no imagination. You go to the movies if you want your imagination fulfilled, but this is real. This is a real Jesus, real story. I love Jesus. He's so patient with us. He could have left us right there with all of our doubt and unbelief, but he shows up, says, because I want you to be my friend. I want you to know me as your Lord and Savior. He said, I can see, you know, scripture says that they were just wowed. They were in wonder, but with disbelief. We don't want anybody to walk out of this church with just a wow moment, but yet not able to receive Jesus Christ, the one that you'll worship for the rest of your life. There's a big difference between feeling this wonderful sensation. Oh, man, that Times Square church, and that choir. I mean, they were tag teaming with the solo and the mic, and everybody's dancing and carrying on. And, oh, my goodness. It can feel sensational. But we want to make sure each and every person walks out of here saved. Hallelujah. Saved. Saved. And that's what I just want to make sure you know that. It's real Jesus, real story. He didn't come just simply so that we could feel some sense of sensation and have a wow moment. He's come that you and I might be saved by his grace and mercy. That's the wow, that he's given me his grace and his mercy. The wow is this, that even as I celebrate Jesus here in the house of the Lord, when I walk out on Broadway, I'm still shouting. I still got a dance in me. It's still a real Jesus, real story for you and I. It's real. And Jesus is persistent on you and I knowing that he's real. So much that after he let them touch the hands and touch his feet, he said, oh, you know, anybody have any food? Is there anything here? You know, I mean, Jesus, it's not that Jesus was hungry. He wanted once again to demonstrate, I'm real. I'd like to assume some of the disciples were still sitting there like, give him the fish. Give him the fish, bro. But I'm telling you, it's going to just fall to the ground. He's really not there. Just give him a piece of fish. But we do that sometimes. We do that. We get all of this good news, and then we walk out of here, and we see all that we're facing, and we're still wrestling with things in our mind. And some of you have been really attacked in the mind, and you walk out of here, and you're still like, I don't know. I don't know if this is for me. And I don't want you to walk out. This church, the pastors here, the elders, we don't want you to walk out of here tonight not knowing whether this is for you or not. Yes, it is. I can't tell you anything else, but yes, he's real. He's alive. And I know you feel him tonight. I know you do. I know you feel the presence of Jesus Christ. He ate the fish. It didn't fall. You know, they all sat, and the scripture says that they sat there watching him, you know, like. Can you imagine? It's a funny moment, right? You're Jesus. Okay. And they're all just watching. You know, just. Because it is. It really, Jesus is supernatural. It's supernatural to know that Jesus went to a cross and died and rose again on the third day. And then comes to us and says, now, receive me as your Savior. I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to be in you, you and me. And I'm going to bring life to you. I'm going to set your mind free. I'm going to give you real life. I'm going to give you real joy. I'm going to give you real purpose. I'm going to give you real hope. This is a real story. I said, I'm a fulfillment of scripture. I'm a fulfillment of scripture. I'm alive. I'm here. And you and I, we've got to take hold of Jesus tonight. Real Jesus, real story. Real hope. Real healing. Real peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you tonight. Peace for your mind, for your heart. A peace that surpasses your understanding because it comes from Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Don't walk out of here without peace. He's calling you to peace. You can wrestle with this thing all you want. It's just like in this story. Jesus is right there knocking at your door saying, hello, I hear everything. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're wrestling with in your heart. I know that you're wondering whether I love you. Yes, I do. I love you a lot. I laid down my life for you. Nobody else is going to do that. I'm the greatest miracle that you could ever receive. It's me, Jesus Christ. Could the music ministry come? Let's worship the Lord. Let's stand up together. I want to do an altar call. Now listen to me. I'm calling forward those that have not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Or maybe you've walked away from Jesus. But tonight, there are some people that know that God is calling them to peace tonight. And if that peace is only going to come through Jesus Christ. Real Jesus, real story. You've had your doubts. You've not been sure whether this is good news for you. But tonight, this church, we want to welcome you. We want you to come and join this amazing family in Jesus Christ. This altar calls for you that need Jesus tonight to bring you peace. That you would just, the walls would come down. And you'd say, yet, here I am. Take me, Jesus. You know, Jesus said to them, he said, touch and see. As we told the disciples, they touch and see. He said, here, you can touch me. You can touch the presence of Jesus tonight. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. That's what David wrote in Psalms. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that takes refuge in him. Some of you have not felt like you've had refuge, like you've not been able to feel safe. You've been overwhelmed with stuff that you're going through. If you need to take refuge in Jesus tonight, take it now. Take it now. His peace he gives to you right now. You come receive Jesus Christ. Whether you're receiving him for the first time, whether you've walked away, whether you've allowed doubt and guilt, unbelief and fear to get in the way of you walking with your Savior, you come tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus welcomes you. He welcomes you with loving arms, full of grace. Thank you, Jesus. Would you pray this prayer after me in church if you could join? We come before you, Jesus, recognizing that you are the Savior. Forgive me of my sins. I repent. I turn to you as my Savior. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. And you rose again on the third day. Make me a new creature. Give me new life. Wash me clean. Remove the doubt. Remove my fear and guilt. Give me life that is only in you. Jesus, you're my Savior. Heal my broken heart. Thank you, God. In your name I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.